Loved Zay's wedding. It was awesome.
It was really good.
Fantastic. It was a great time. But yes, had to, had to Irish goodbye just a little bit. And I wasn't the first, by the way. That was my thing. I wasn't the first.
Snoop gave the ultimate Irish goodbye because he got there late.
I saw Snoop when he walked in.
So
I saw him.
So I didn't even see you at the actual ceremony.
I was in the back.
You were in the back?
I'm in the back. Me and E-Hogan and AD, we're in the back. Kicking it.
All right, that was a row time. Or two ahead.
Yeah, you were a couple of rows ahead, but we had to get seats, and I saw Snoop.
Okay, so Snoop, I never saw Snoop. Snoop apparently got there.
Came in a little late, and I think because he came in late, he didn't want to cause a scene, so I think Snoop
totally
would be
totally fair.
And then Snoop kind of live tweeted the whole thing,
yeah,
I believe.
Then he live tweets it.
And then I believe Snoop, Irish goodbye, first one to do it, he was out. I didn't see Snoop at the little cocktail happy hour we had. He wasn't even there.
But you got to remember, Snoop does not Irish goodbye. Snoop is like the wind. Snoop comes in, Snoop goes away. He is like the wind.
Which is kind of, it's a very fast Irish goodbye.
No, as soon as, you're right.
He was like McHenry.
You know what? No.
I mean,
this is why Snoop is
this
brilliant.
This was micking it up.
Snoop got home probably to watch the second half of the game. Probably what happened.
Probably.
Because Snoop was smart. He wanted there to be evidence that he came.
And he live tweets it.
And he live tweets it. Evidence.
Yeah.
I came. I was there. How could I not be there when I live tweet the whole thing? But he could get out quicker, exit strategy, Irish goodbye, boom.
So he was there for like 10 minutes.
The ceremony was probably a little longer, but yeah.
I know, but he got there late. And then we go out for dinner or for drinks.
Go a little cocktail.
Hang out cocktail, yeah, for an hour. Mm-hmm. And I see everyone who was there.
Hanging out.
And Snoop was over there. And someone told me, yeah, Snoop was here. I said, no, he wasn't. I was in the ceremony. He wasn't there. Apparently he was.
He was there. Yeah. You want to show us respect.
Now we're blowing up J.J. Dunham. We love him.
I love J.J. Dunham.
We're going to blow up everyone here, including you.
You brought up J.J. Dunham. All right. I wasn't going to put him on blast, but you did.
Well, okay, I did. including you.
And you put me on blast first.
Well,
and I'm not ashamed to admit it. Yep.
You were on time at the ceremony.
I was on time for the ceremony, okay?
Drinks, cocktail,
I cocktailed with everybody.
You're talking with people, saying hi, taking pictures.
Went to go see Zay, and his look beautiful.
Yeah,
bride.
Jessie looked awesome.
Oh, she was
and such a cool person.
No, family is awesome. Got a chance to hang out with the family, so I got a chance to
Kevin,
see him.
Kevin, the dad, shout out. He's a big fan.
Yes. Oh, yeah, shout out there. And so once I got a chance to face-to-face see the lovely bride and tell her congratulations and see the groom, see them face-to-face, that's when the Irish goodbye countdown started. That's when it starts right there. Boom. I already saw him face to face. They know I'm there. Boom. Started.
It started, but you had to rob us first. So Rod and his wife then come in to sit down like you're going to be eating dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
We're hanging out. What do you mean?
But there's a full drink Rod has there, which was part of the plan.
That is exactly
this
right.
This was Lucci and Sarti in a Dallas Cops uniform. And so it's very easy to, cops are flying by. The president's head's just been blown off. What's going on? Well, he's in a police officer's uniform.
Oh, yeah.
To Mexico City. Probably back to Marseille, and we're good to go.
You got me. I mean, that was
I got you.
That was part of the plan.
No,
I told my wife, leave the drinks, man. That's key. Because during a wedding, you could be, I'm circulating.
Right.
I'm schmoozing.
So
I'm
I didn't
out.
Know till 10
I'm
minutes after.
It.
Now I am Irish.
Boom.
So I saw y'all go out, and I looked to my left, and I said, Trey, I said, they're gone.
Like the wind.
I was the first to know.
Like the wind.
If I would have been a detective, I would have chased you.
You're right. I mean, we didn't fool everybody. But like I said, once they announced the food.
You fooled all the non-Irish.
Yeah, once they announced the food, everybody got excited about the food and started like circulating. I was like, this is the time. Babe, this is the time. Boom. That was it.
I love to know that everyone on staff, apparently, from the second they walked in, was like, all right, formulate escape plans.
No, it's not it at all.
Not me. Not me.
Can you stay till the end? Can you
Not to the end.
Well, close to the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, closer to the end.
But I saw the cake getting cut, talked to people, and was like, yeah, I'll catch the Chiefs game.
No, I
had to adult today. I had one margarita, like half of one there. It was really good, but
the open bar.
Yeah, and bold. I didn't take advantage of that.
You didn't, yeah.
Because I had stuff to do.
Yeah, you have to be an adult. No.
So,
did you wake up
at 7 a.m. with a hangover or feeling good?
Single ladies there?
There is a blonde teacher, pretty hot.
Oh, how'd you do?
We'll see.
Okay.
When you walked in, did you scout which doors had alarms on them or not?
Yes.
Yeah, that's always. That's the.
Well, it's part of my DNA. Don't be racist.
I'm just saying.
That's part of yours too.
I'm not Irish.
Oh, I thought you were Irish.
I mean, I'm Texan. My family's been in America.
Well, I'm Texan too. There's a lot of both of us.
You can't go back far enough to find out like where my family's from. That's the problem. But
no, you can. Come on.
I have no idea. My family came over a long time ago on a boat, and that's all I know.
Yeah.
When you walk into a place and you're like, all right, I'm going to have to exit at one point, and I'm not going to say goodbye to everybody, are you checking like which doors you are exits or ones you're like, don't walk over to a place. You walk to a door. Everyone sees you. You realize if I hit this, I'm setting off alarm. Now I got to walk back and wait 20 minutes for them to notice.
Wow.
It's hard.
That's
you got to plan.
Know. That's good to know. See, I'm not that of a veteran.
Like a vet. I got news for you.
my wife, I mean, she's Irish.
You were all over the double move. Boom. I know what he's setting up here.
No. But I had a good time. So shout out to my man.
No, we did. In all seriousness, really cool wedding. It was just really cool people too. Good to see Coach Collier.
Good family.
And great
Coach
families.
Abels was
both
there.
Families were good.
Coach Abels was there hanging out.
Coach Cox. I talked with him for a little while.
Coach Cox was there too.
Yeah,
man, it was
talking old school.
It was like
Central Texas football. It was fun,
over there, man. It was really nice. I love that venue too, by the way.
It's nice.
Yeah, it was a nice venue.
What's it called again? The Arball?
The Arlo?
Arlo?
Arlo, I believe.
Arball. When are we getting that? Jesus.
Yeah.
I had it on my phone thing to get there, so I didn't need to know the name like you used to, where you would have stopped three times and you're like, hey, I'm looking for the Arball.
Nobody stops for directions anymore. That would make you creepy right there. Stopping for directions makes you creepy these days. You just stop and like, hey, can you show me how to get to it? Like, what?
Right.
Nobody does that.
Someone's
anymore.
Like, he doesn't have a phone. He's going to rob us for gas.
Yeah. Was the last time somebody asked you for
Blues Brothers, John Belushi writing the check in the passenger seat all over.
See, we have to start the car.
Right, yeah. See, we got to start the car just to get the, good job, Patrick. Look at that.
Patrick, you know how I feel about Blues Brothers.
I know, okay? But Patrick was all over it.
I know, I'm just saying, just so you know how I feel.
See, I like to lean up against the.
I got to write down on the dash and the. You see, my brother is going to be in here so we can co-sign him.
You guys are sick.
We are. Hey, you're sick because you don't think it's a good movie. I got to be honest, you gave the best Irish goodbye. Before we get to the Cowboys, trust me, we're going to talk Cowboys for the next 3 months.
Yeah.
Bucky gave a good one, too. Because Bucky lasted after you. But Bucky got up like he was going to the buffet. And then Kaiser Soze.
Oh.
Poof.
Gone. You guys looked up at one point. He was headed to the buffet. You looked around to grab your drink and looked around and was like, where did Buck go?
Right. Evidence were these gray beards, these Lovie Smith beards that led out.
We thought Bucky left way earlier.
We did.
We took the picture with all the coaches.
Yeah.
And Bucky wasn't there. It was like, where's Buck? Where's the old ball coach?
But he was sitting down. He was pulling your deal where I'm sitting down for dinner. So I'm here for this part.
No, he was hanging out, ready to go.
Poof.
Bucky stayed longer than me.
He did. Well, all of us were watching the Cowboys 49ers game. I heard Trey and Chad talk about this, and we may have been the antisocial table. By the way, Patrick Davis, who's with us, did not go because, as he claimed, he's a man child.
I'm a grown man child.
Yeah. So you just totally forgot about it?
So, no. Isaiah handed me the invitation.
Okay.
I set it on my desk.
I was late on the RSVP, too.
I set it on my desk. On Friday, you were like, are you coming? And I was like, had not thought about it since I set it on my desk. Literally dropped out of my mind.
And the wedding Sunday.
It was the thing. It's like, I went home and I was like, oh, all right. I have to see and figure out what my schedule is that day. Did not think about it again.
This is why you need a wife.
This is why
I
need anyone to
really help
with
that kind of stuff. I just handed it to her, and I hadn't really, just like you, hadn't thought about it since, and got a reminder in my phone or my calendar, boom, Zay's wedding happening this weekend.
What is it about a penis and two balls, or for me, for one, where we're just not good at that stuff?
Yeah, something about women in my life have been much more organized than most of the men I know.